Ksuvos Perik Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph 4:11, and yet another one of the Tanai Ksuba. This one focusing on the female children. It's called the Tanai of Banan Nukban. Banan means daughters. Nukban means female. Now, of course, that's a little bit of a redundancy. You could have just said Banan without Nukban, because if they're daughters already. The point is, since Benin, the previous Mishnah, the Benin Dichrin, Benin means children. It could mean boys and girls, or just boys, like in Hebrew also, Banim. So since we've mentioned that, we're going to make it as parallel and call it the Benin Dichrin, and now the Banan Nukban. So that's our clause over here. And the basic idea of the Banan Nukban, the girl children clause, is that if a woman is married and she has daughters, and then her husband dies, so his estate will support those daughters, giving them room and board, meaning a place to live, as well as mezonos, which means food. The truth is that mezonos in general also includes things like clothing and medical attention and so on, until they married off, or until they turn to become grown, which is really a bogeris, which is 12 and a half years old in the time of the Mishnah. But the assumption is by 12 and a half, they'll be married off. And the point of the Mishnah is until they get married, which is presumed to happen actually before 12 and a half, they are supported by the estate. Now, the chiddush here is that really, min haTorah, once the father dies, his sons are the ones who inherit everything, which would leave the girls out in the cold. And the point is here, the girls are afforded protection, that they're not going to have to be embarrassed to go knocking on doors, like begging. Instead, they are senior in their claim to the boys who have the inheritance until after they're married off. Until then, they're supported by the estate. That's what the Mishnah says here. Banan Nukban, if he failed to write in his ksuba, quote, the daughters, the female offspring, the Yahavon Lechi Minai, that you will have from me, Yahavyan Yasvan Bebesi, they'll be allowed to, like again, the shin turning to a taf, Yasvan is like Yashvan, they will be able to dwell and live, Bebesi, in my house, U Mitaznan, and they'll be like nourished, they'll be supported, that again means food, clothing, medical attention, Minichsai, from my property, Ad de Yisnasban, until they themselves become married, Leguvern, to other men. So even if he failed to put in his kasuba that clause explicitly, nevertheless, says the Mishnah, chayav, still the estate is obligated to pay out and take care of these girls first out of the boys and their inheritance, shehu tanai bezdin, because again, the bezdin made that condition with all marriages to ensure that young girls are protected.